this saxophone is a soprano saxophone. It's straight. It's often confused with a gold clarinet, but it really is a saxophone. And I've had this particular horn for about 16 or 17 years. And for some reason, the soprano saxophone is the easiest saxophone for me to just pick up and play and be very expressive on. I've been asked many, many times, why do I play the saxophone out of the right side of my mouth? And there's really no answer to it other than that it feels more comfortable to me over on that side for some reason. My teeth are shaped in some fashion that makes the mouthpiece just move over to that area. And my teeth have made these marks over the years into this metal mouthpiece, and it just feels good to have it slide over to the right side of my mouth. The first time I got a wireless microphone, my sound engineer told me that I should come out into the audience and walk through the crowd and play. And I told him there's absolutely no way I could ever do that. I'd be too shy. And he coaxed me into doing it. And as soon as I stepped off the stage, I was hooked. I've never been able to do a show without it since, except one. I was opening up a show for some other artist, and they told me that I couldn't walk in the audience because of insurance reasons or something like that. And I went along with it, and I didn't go in the audience on this one particular show. And after that experience, it was the worst that I've ever felt. I felt like I had held 50% of what I could give back from the audience. And I vowed I'd never, ever let that happen to me again. And I didn't care if I lost a job. And the next night I went in the audience, and ever since, I've always walked in the audience. Well, the greatest experience that I've ever had as I'm walking in the audience happened, I can't remember where, but I was out walking around playing for people, and I stood next to this woman and I was playing for her, and she kept staring at the stage, and I couldn't figure out why she wouldn't look at me when I was playing. I realized a minute later, because I looked down and I saw a seeing eye dog at her feet. I said, well, this woman's blind. The next thought came into my mind was that she has no idea that I'm standing next to her. To her, she's just hearing the music. So I grabbed her hand and put her hand on the bell of my saxophone, put it right here. And she started to move and smile and cry, and all these emotions were coming out of her, and I felt them come up through my saxophone into me, and it was unbelievable. I'm always asked to classify my music, and I just can't do it, because if I put a label on it, certain people are going to either like it or not like it because of that particular label. And I don't want to turn anyone off or on because of what my music is called. I only want them to like or dislike my music because of how it sounds to them. Songbird is a song that I wrote for my girlfriend, and it happened when I first met her. I was still living in Seattle, she was in Los Angeles, and I wanted to send her something that was better than a letter, saying how I felt about her. And so I sat down and wrote the song for her.